So I'm sitting here this morning and God has been silent. Have you ever had one of those mornings where you've sat with him and the silence goes on and goes on and goes on? And I knew I was trying to get something out of him, as you do. But in the end, I just opened the scriptures. My word, what power they have to focus your mind and cause you to hear him. I opened up on Psalm 37 and the familiar scripture, delight yourself in the Lord also and he shall give you the desires of your heart. But then I read on a little bit and came to verse 11. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Meekness is not a virtue that we tend to follow after in these days of making ourselves heard. Excuse me. But as I trailed meekness in my Thompson Chain Bible, I found meekness, the opposite, is retaliation. And that caused me to think how we do retaliate when anyone does or says, or we return evil for evil, don't we, really? We're not meek. We always want to have our say and give as good as we get and give people a piece of our mind. But that doesn't work, meekness. And the meek will inherit. Doesn't work our inheritance. For myself right now, I'm having to saturate myself again in the Word of God, and it's coming alive to me in a way that it hasn't for a long time. Are you in that place? Life's a bit dry, God's silent. Get yourself into the Word. Just open it up and let the Word be a mirror for you. James talks about mirrors, doesn't he? About everyone who looks into the Word of God. When we look into the Word of God and allow it to be a mirror, it'll always straighten us out. We will see blemishes and spots magnified by the Word of God. And if we are alive to his Holy Spirit, we will instantly want to make mid-course corrections. So I'll leave you there and suggest that you have a look at Psalm 37, because there's an awful lot in there that will act as a mirror if you let it. God bless you.